How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody's having an amazing, blessed day today. I want to talk about something just that I see a lot of stuff that is going on as far as me. Personally, you guys can give your opinions on it or whatever as far as the lifestyle goes. But what I'd like to talk about is, just plain bluntly, how nobody reads anymore. What I mean by that is not everybody, okay? There's always that. Small, minute of people. So anytime that I say on my podcast or anything that I do, when I say people don't do this or people do this, it doesn't mean everybody. It just means what I have seen the majority of. And what I mean by reading is, people don't read profiles anymore. People don't read, not just in the BDSM lifestyle and stuff. I mean, people don't read, what is in a post or something like that. They maybe just look at the picture. You may say something in a profile of something for somebody not to do, or something that you want people to know about, and comes to find out when everything, gets into the conversation base and everything, that good and well that they didn't read the profile, or they didn't actually read what you said. So please, if you guys can, and you guys are really true, take the time to, especially in the BDSM lifestyle, take the time to actually read people's profiles, get to know them. People fill them profiles out for a reason. People take the time to, explain stuff in messages in detail, for a reason. All that stuff is just to not have to waste time. That's really the main thing. The reason why people do it is not to waste time. Then also, just let people know a little bit about them. So please, please, please quit being these ones that actually do not read people's profiles, especially before you start sending stuff. Like I've seen stuff on like Plenty of Fish app, where people will just automatically saying, "I want to meet you." On FetLife, people automatically send a friend request. On other social media, people automatically send a friend request, even though you may not know them, you've never even talked to them, or anything like that. Don't do that kind of stuff. That's just a time waster, and it don't work. So why waste your time doing it? Just make sure, if you click on somebody's profile, read it. Read it from top to bottom. See if it's something that may want to spark interest, or something you may have questions about, or just something that you may want to start off the actual conversation with when you contact that person. You may always want to find something out about them so you can actually have something to talk about, and not just a hi or how you doing, how's your day, stuff like that. Actually, something that you can actually talk about, something that's interesting, all that kind of stuff. I just, I wanted to come and just, get this short podcast and let everybody know that this stuff is really, really getting out of hand. And then plus also, the newbies that have come to me that ask me certain questions, and stuff like that. I like to give them information as well, because, if they start doing this stuff, not reading people's profiles and stuff like that, or not reading what people have to say, or anything along those lines, it's just not going to work out. It's going to be a time waster for you and them. And let's face it, it's hard enough to find somebody in the BDSM lifestyle alone, other than have to worry about wasting time on this kind of stuff. So just give me your comment. Let me know what you think about this subject. I know this is real nice and short, but just let me know. You can record a message if you are actually listening to this on Anchor FM. We enjoy hearing from you guys. If there's a certain subject you would like me to actually talk about, when it comes to the BDSM lifestyle, or real life with BDSM lifestyle, then please feel free to let me know what that is too, because we do these podcasts and stuff for you guys, so you guys can learn, maybe so you guys can get other people's opinions. It's a safe haven for people to be who they want to be, and all that stuff, without fear of people coming at you and being rude with you and all that stuff. This is a place where there's no there's no stupid questions. Put it that way. Every question is it needs an answer, regardless of if another person thinks, well, that's dumb. They should already know that answer. No, every question is in my book is actually important. So, yeah, make sure you give us an actual subject you would like. Let us know how you're liking the podcast as well. Let us know all that stuff. We'd really, really appreciate it. Soon, I will actually be having a FetLife group for the podcast where people can come in there and talk about certain stuff, where people can come in there and like request certain subjects to be talked about on the podcast, all different kinds of stuff. So be looking forward to that as well. I actually list that in the podcast when it becomes available. And I just got all different kinds of stuff planned for this actual podcast and, for people to learn and all that stuff and everything. So stay tuned to all that stuff. I hope you guys are enjoying everything so far, because I do take the time to do this stuff, and this stuff is who I am. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy teaching. Like I said, the lifestyle is more than just sex to me. Yes, the sex is good. Yes, the having somebody physically there to actually serve me and physically there for me to teach, that's all good too. But I also like to just teach in general, because I don't care what people say. But if you are a dominant or a master, you are should be, led to and called to actually lead and teach. That should be your first and foremost. I mean, let's face it, the Hebrew name for master is teacher. So you should be willing to teach, not just actually do. And I have been called to lead in more than one aspect of my life. So that's what I do. I teach. So I hope everybody has an amazing, blessed day, and we will see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.